Welcome back to the Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast. I'm your host, Jerome. Today, we're going to be discussing Deion Sanders. Primetime Deion Sanders. The man that brought the bling to the sports world. As far as the NFL, he comes from humble beginnings. This is a man of faith, hard work, black excellence, a father, and a husband. I wanted to start off by giving Deion Sanders his flowers while he's still here. But today I want to discuss something that's been heavy on my mind this last week. And I wanted to put this out I wanted to state my opinion. Deion Sanders taking a job at Jackson State was a very, very huge contribution to historically black colleges and universities around the country. And he has brought notoriety back to not only the sports world, but also black colleges as a whole. And the way that he went about it was phenomenal. In regards to how he wanted to bring top tier athletes back to black colleges, rebuild the programs, and make these schools a lot more conducive to the NFL combine, to repair a lot of things that were going on, in my opinion, such as the lack of giving back from alumni, black alumni, to restore what I feel is a broken educational system. And I wanted to touch on that just for a moment. Don't get me wrong, in black America, the core foundation of our professionals come from historically black colleges. All of the accountants, I'm not going to say all, but a large percentage of our accountants, a large percentage of our doctors, a large percentage of engineers, nurses, you name it, it comes from black colleges. And with the title funding that black colleges do not get, that's the reason why all over the nation, colleges like Morris Brown has shut down, amongst others, have shut down. And the reason why is because simply they didn't have enough funding to go out and recruit more and more African-American students. And when they did recruit them, the tuition was so high, the students figured that if they went to another university, that they could get lower tuition. And as a result of that, enrollment has to be down. We had to actually open enrollment opportunities for other nationalities of students. Not a bad thing, in my opinion, but to me, his job was to not only build that, because I want to let everybody know, right? In sports, a lot of money comes into the university if you have a successful program. A lot of marketing opportunities come from a successful sports program. So can you imagine right now if a large portion of the black athletes that were at LSU, the University of Georgia, South Carolina, the Oregon Ducks, just for an example, just say if they were at Mississippi Valley, Grambling, and Jackson State. The SWAC, which is the Southwest or Southwestern Athletic Conference, which is a black conference, would be off the chain. We just had the Bayou Classic. Everyone knows about this. This is, you know, in the black community, this is royalty. This is sports royalty. But really and truly, everybody just goes for the Battle of the Bands. And I'm not sure how that trickles down to benefit the universities, but it's a big event. Imagine the same opportunities if the players from Kentucky, University of Maryland, Ole Miss, Syracuse, Villanova, if they were scattered out across the nation to places like Alabama State, Bethune-Cookman, Wilberforce, Chicago State. These colleges and universities would be, it would be phenomenal. But, and I'm kind of veering away from also from Dion, but just imagine if the black students that were going to Harvard, UCLA, Dartmouth, University of California, if all of these, if our talent were at these universities, how strong of a tradition, even though it's still strong, it's not all the way gone, but how strong would that be? As far as us as a production, as it was coming up, the things and the innovation that could come from black colleges and the business opportunities that are coming, that will be coming to these colleges. I'm going to get back to Dion in a minute, but I'm going to let you all know how this trickles down. How many black contracts, whether it's IT, whether it's plumbing, carpentry, HVAC, how much of that is actually trickling down to our community and providing jobs for our people? I don't have the numbers on that, but I'm quite sure it's a lot, or it should be a lot. So when we really understand, and when the news came out that Deion Sanders is actually interviewing for different jobs, I didn't like it. Because all the momentum that he's built so far and all the kids that he promised would, if they come to Jackson State, but they would have an impact not only for their career, but actually on the university. And it would set a precedent for the return of a top tier athlete. He says that he didn't lie to players. Well, he doesn't lie to players. Great man. I'm just a little disappointed that after 2 years, that now he's looking to withdraw that. There was a coach that stated that Deion Sanders was not swag. I didn't like that comment, but now I kind of like see the reason why he said that, because I don't think that he was, well, it's apparent that he wasn't invested for the long term. For the long haul. So it's almost as though that he used this position as a marketing ploy for him to gain exposure. Y'all let me know what y'all think. Do you guys agree that Deion pretty much fulfilled his commitment to Jackson State and to black colleges as a whole? Or was this some type of marketing ploy to get him exposure to show on a national level that he could coach, so now that he could get a position at a top tier university? You guys chime in. Thanks again for tuning in today. Have a great evening.